Hello everybody and welcome to part 2 of creating fast loading power sites where we're using HTML, basic CSS, and all of our own custom graphics that we can create in any design program to create a fast loading validating power site. And what we want to do is go into a text editor. I'm going to go into Dreamweaver CS4, but like I said, you can be in any text editor you want. I'm going to show you all the code. I'm going to go into Dreamweaver CS4. I'm going to take all these pieces that we pieced out last time, the background, the body, the footer, and the header. And we're going to make it to where the body auto expands to hold all of the page content that we desire to have on each individual page. We're going to go here to the website validation service. You can go to Google and just type in website validation service, Google search, and that first result will be the W3C markup validation, which is the web's official validator. There is no better. So when you want to validate your website, you just go here. So what we'll do is we'll set our files up, we'll FTP it to the web, and then we'll see if it validates. And then we're going to put the little validate icon right on the bottom of our site, so that way as we produce through production, we can just keep clicking on that to see if our website does indeed still validate all through production to completion. That way we can just keep our HTML and CSS validation symbols there to let people know that we're top-notch developers. Now it's important to realize that we're going to rely on our text editor and CSS and HTML to really get the site powered. I'm not using fireworks for any, I'm not setting up any links, I'm not setting up any menus, nothing. I'm going to set all of that up in CSS and HTML, maybe use a little JavaScript if I want a cool menu. But that's all going to be done in the text editor side. So basically, you could use Paint to make your graphics if you want, or some very, very basic design program that has no ability to create links or make web layouts. You can use an art program that does not have the ability to create web layouts if you're following my technique here. Okay, so at this point, if you set it up the way you like it, you won't ever have to enter your art graphics design program again. And we'll be working in Dreamweaver now, or whatever text editor you use. If you're in Notepad++, or if you're just in Notepad or WordPad, you can follow along because I'll show you all the code that'll power everything. And it's not Dreamweaver specific. Code is code. Works in any text editor. Alright, so let's go create a new HTML file. And first thing we're going to do is title it. So you put your title of your website right there for your home page, because this is going to be the index file. Let's just go ahead and save it as the index file in our root directory. File, save as, and we're going to navigate to that folder on our machine where we're building our site into. The root folder, you go into that, index, and it'll be an HTML extension. Let's go to HTML, save. So now we have an index.html, which is the home page of your website. You put it in a root directory on your server online and it comes up as the home page of your website. Now we're going to add a few things here into the head of the document. See the head tags here? There's two things in it already, title and the meta tag right there. We're going to add a few more things for optimizing the site, making it more friendly for search engines. Okay, as you can see, I added a few things inside of the head tag, and if you have any problems viewing the code or any syntax, even down to the last little period there, make sure you full screen this video and set it to the highest resolution on YouTube or wherever you're watching it. You can set the resolution in the bar below, and you can also set it to full screen, which will help you see a lot of this stuff if you're having trouble. What we did was you added a meta tag for the description, and I say put your homepage description information here, should be a couple of long sentences. Then the keywords, which I put keyword 1, key phrase 1, key phrase 2, keyword 2, key phrase 3. You could jumble up any keywords and key phrases for your content into your keywords tag. And Google is reporting that description and keywords tags are not as effective, the meta tags are not as effective as they used to be for search engine optimization. Google more looks at the page content itself. But I use description and keyword tags because there are still other search engines and systems out there that do rely and use those. Because there's a lot of people that are hip to description and keyword tags, and they use them, and maybe they'll have a site that doesn't have the sort of content that their description and keywords should have in it, and they might use the description and keywords tag to fool the search engines. And I think that's why Google is focusing less on these description and keyword tags, but I still use them anyway because it seems to help my search engine optimization. Now the rating tag is another meta tag that I set to general, and you can research all the different settings for all these different meta tags if you want. I'm not going to go through all the different options. And then the meta name tag for revisit after 14 days. So I'm telling the search engine bots to come back and re-spider my site every 14 days, re-access the information on it every 14 days. And then the robots tag, which is directing all robots, so we're not denying any robots, any search engine bots or anything from coming to our page. We're allowing everything. The next one is the style sheet, which we don't even have set up yet, so let's comment that out. But we're gonna uncomment that and apply it when we get our style sheet set up. And I'm gonna name mine main one. Let's just name it main CSS. And then we have the link icon for our fave icon. So you have, I use both the icon and the shortcut icon link tag to enable showing my fave icon, which is that little right there. You see those little icons? W3 has one, DevelopPHP has one, and Web Intersect is also going to have one. So you see, it pops up in the address bar, in the tabs, and it's a nice professional thing to have on your site. So you make yourself a fave icon, you put it in your root directory, and these tags will help the page pick it up. Then there's the title tag, and that's everything inside of my head tag that I'm going to put. I might add some things later, like if I want to add the jQuery library, a link to the jQuery scripts, then I can add that later on when I'm ready to add some JavaScript, some cool JavaScript stuff to my site. Now each page is going to pretty much follow this same basic structure. It'll have this kind of similar information in the head tag, but each page will have a different title, because you might get some errors in Google's webmaster tools. If your pages have the same title, I think it throws an error in the Google webmaster tools. Google webmaster tools help you optimize your site. So having different title tags and description and keywords is necessary for each independent page on your site. It has to have a different description, different keywords, and different title. I don't think they can. I don't think any two can be alike for any page. So when I go to make my about page, I'm just going to save file, save as about.html, and it'll have the same structure. I'll just go in and change the title, keywords, and description. Everything else stay exactly the same, because you want your fave icon to show up on every page, and you want these things to be the same for every page. Now, in the body section is where the items for the page will go that actually show on the page. You see, if we press design mode in Dreamweaver, it's blank right now. There's nothing on the page. But if I type in hello world into design view, you're going to see it pop up into the body section back in code view. You see? Hello world is now sitting within the body tag. So everything that's viewable on your web page pretty much is going to go inside of the body tag, and that's the content that you want to deliver to people, allow people to see. Now, I thought long and hard about this, whether I should use tables or divs, and I know the CSS guys are going to get really angry at me, but I'm going to use tables for layout, and it's a big no-no in the CSS uber geek land. But those guys, a lot of those guys don't have very powerful sites that get a lot of traffic. I happen to have a site that gets decent traffic, and I have tables for layout everywhere. And the reason why I'm using tables is because it's easier, it's going to make the tutorial faster. I do know how to use divs exclusively for layout, but that would take a long time to show everybody in depth what they need to know to really master CSS div programming for full layout. Come on, that takes a lot of time to master something like that. You guys have to admit, if you are a CSS uber dork, you know that takes a while to really master layout if you're going to use divs exclusively. And there won't be any drawbacks to the way I'm going to program this. So let's go ahead and add a table. I'm going to add a table. Width is not important, and I don't care what this is going to show me. I'm just going to put one row, one column, no padding, and no cell spacing. Okay. So you see, I have a table sitting here. And I'm going to go to table, style, background image, and guess what I'm going to browse for? That root folder, and in the style folder, there's the header. Snatch it up, and we're going to have it referring to style header for the moment. We might change that location soon. And now we have to go into Fireworks and check out the dimensions on our header. The dimensions are canvas size 974 by 195. Great. Let's go into Dreamweaver. Let's put a semicolon, space, width 974, I think it was. PX for pixels, semicolon, space, height was 195 pixels. Now, let's see what we have. See there? Within that table, you now have your custom graphics. Look at this. You just type right on top of it. So you can put any HTML content up in here, any links. You can put Flash object files, anything you want. Now, watch how easy it is to center this thing. Which is why I'm opting for using tables. It's just easier to make my tutorial go faster. CSS guys, please leave me alone. Center. There. Now the next table, let's just do this. Control C, Control V. This one is also set to center, and it might look off kilter to you in the design view, but that's okay. Don't worry about what the design view is showing you. The design view in any text editor, especially Dreamweaver, can sometimes be deceptive to what's actually going to show on the page. So you should rely on your code skills somewhat. So this is going to be body. It's not going to have a height set on it because we want it to auto expand, but we want it to keep that width. Now let's just take that table, and it has a space in it so far, and that's all that's in it. Now let's put in the footer table, and we're done with the whole layout. And tell me that wasn't easy. All the CSS guys are going crazy right now because of what I'm doing, but look how easy it is. And it's going to validate. It's going to be a power site. Fast loading. Awesome. And it'll look the same in every single browser. I'm going to show you how it looks in Safari, Internet Explorer, Chrome, and Firefox. Now this one has to say footer. I'm sorry I'm taking so much time directing attention to the CSS uber geeks, but I know they're going to be trying to jump down my throat, and I'm trying to stop them from doing that beforehand. It's because they don't really understand. And none of these CSS guys that are going to come and bark at me have a popular site that gets a lot of traffic, but yet they think they're awesome. So that's all I have to say about that. Now let's look at the design view. You see here? We have a body, a header, and a footer. And in the body, I can just type stuff in, and as I go pressing, you see how it auto expands? The body is auto expanding to whatever amount of content I happen to have in it. And that's the smart way to design a website. That way you're not limited to page heights. Now let's take a look at the page and try to get rid of any design flaws we see. You can see at the top we'll need to set the margin to 0 to get rid of that design flaw. We don't want that space on top there. We want it nice and snug up to the top of the browser window. And on the bottom, you can see our footer has a couple of extra pixels there that we don't want. So let's go into the code. Let's close that first. Let's go into the code and add a height value to this footer that matches the height value of the actual graphics that we saved. IGHT colon We'll make this, I think it was 16 in Fireworks. 16 pixels was the height of our footer graphics. And make sure we remove this space that's in there. If you have a space or any characters in there, it's going to make that larger than 16 usually. But if you have a footer that is maybe 32 pixels high or higher, you could put words and all kind of buttons and stuff in it. But I'm going to have mine a nice little tiny footer. So let's go to design view, and you can see now our footer doesn't have those extra pixels on the bottom now. It's perfect. Now, let's go to page properties, and I'm going to show you what this does to the code view. You go to CSS, and we're going to add the background file. Root folder, there's our style folder, and there's the BG. Let's load that bad boy in. We're also going to get rid of the top margin. Let's just make all four margins zero, except the bottom. Let's leave that default. Apply. Okay. Now you can see that our background image is on there too now. And we want to make sure the background image, let's go into the code view and see what it did. It added style tag to our head of our document. We're going to be removing this style and putting it in an external style sheet. And these stylings in all of these three tables, really these are going to be the only three tables that we're going to use for layout. Everything else might be divs inside of there. We might use a couple tables for a few more scenarios, but mostly we can throw divs inside of these tables now that we have the main layout easily created. So in the, let's go into the F12 and see what it looks like in the browser now. You can see it's snug up to the top, but it doesn't look like our background is centered on there. You see the background kind of moves, and we want that gray edge to be directly center. So we can just go into the code view and center that background. See how it says background image? Let's just go and put background position. Let's put top space center colon or semicolon, and let's make the background color of our page white. It's going to be white by default, but let's assign one. Now let's press F12. Okay, you can see no matter what size the browser window is, our gray graphics for the background, those faded gray graphics I put back there, are centered now on the page like I wanted them to be. So really all we gotta do at this point is get some cushioning here in this body section, and I can show you how to populate your page actually so it's not all sunk against that border right there. You want it to have some cushion and padding in here. You can throw all kind of stuff up in the top. So what I'll do in part 3 is show you how to validate it. We'll check validation. We'll put the little icon at the bottom of our footer here. That way we can keep checking validation as we produce the site all the way through to completion. And I'll also show you how to get these things set up into an external style sheet. You see in the code view, we have our style directly in the file. But if I went and I made an About Us page and a Contact page and all 15 other pages, and I wanted to change the styling on all the pages at once, it would be very difficult to do if all of this style was sitting still in all of those pages directly. We want to take all of this styling, classes out of it, and IDs that we can refer to in an external style sheet. That's why I put this style tag here. We're going to take all these styles out, put them in the external style sheet. That way each page, the contact page, the About Us page, the home page, can just have this in it, this one link, which will bring all the styling in. So later on, if I have 20 pages and I want to change my background to black, I can do that very easily. If I want to change the background image, or the body image, the footer image, the header image, one set of code can change the styling on every single page without having to go back into every single page and change it here. So in part 3, we're going to show you how to set up really smart by setting an external CSS style sheet that will power the entire site every single page to keep updating the site and managing it a whole lot easier, especially as your site grows. So stick around for part 3, And I apologize to the CSS guys for not doing an exclusive div layout. I'm just going to use these three tables as simple layout containers. Within them, we can have divs or whatever you like to make you happy.